It's high summer. You need only look at the endless feed off the Amalfi Coast or your friend's golden tans on your Instagram to confirm that. While you may have heeded the beauty expert's advice and upped your SPF game, there is now another form of harmful light we need to protect ourselves against. Ever been told you're on your phone too much? Well, now this could be high time to curb your usage. High-energy visible rays, or blue light, are emitted from the screens of our phones, laptops and tablets, as well as the sun. We speak to Kate Kerr, facialist at her eponymous clinic Kate Kerr London, and get some advice on how we can stave off those wrinkles and avoid unnecessary skin damage. On 14th of March 1991, Paddy Hill, together with the other five members of the Birmingham Six, stood outside the Old Bailey, free after 16 years behind bars. Only minutes earlier, their convictions for the murder of 21 people in the 1974 Birmingham pub bombings had been dramatically overturned. The exoneration of the Birmingham Six remains the country's most notorious miscarriage of justice, a case that fundamentally changed the criminal justice system. But for one of the members, Paddy Hill, the challenges facing victims of injustice today are more severe than ever. We take a closer look at the Criminal Cases Review Commission and how, over 20 years since it was established in 1997, there is still an alarming number of individuals caught up in the justice system and waiting for freedom.